From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading The Reasonable Art of Fly Fishing by Terry Mort. Now, let's begin with The Reasonable Art of Fly Fishing and the foreword. A friend of mine recently made an offhand statement that was so patently obvious, but so profound that it made a big impression on me. Most of us came to fly fishing through reading. All the people I know who are dedicated, sicko, passionate fly fishers are also serious readers. And those I have asked admit to having read about fly fishing before they ever cast a fly. I don't think you can make the same statement about hunting or golf or bicycling. I'm sorry I didn't have a copy of Terry Mort's book 30 years ago. The finest line that fly fishing writers tread is that between literature and exposition. Some of them strive for useful, clear prose that best transmits information to a novice, knowing it will never be considered fine literature. Some attempt to capture the essence of fly fishing in prose, a nearly insurmountable task that usually ends up quite purple. Tom McGann and Craig Nova and Nick Lyons come closest to the real thing. A very few achieve a level of communication that passes on valuable knowledge while entertaining in an intimate way that seems to place the writer at the elbow of the reader. John Atherton's 1953 book, The Fly and the Fish, was successful in this way, at least for me when I was 12 years old. Sparse Gray Hackle could do it. So can John Gurock. And now, Terry Mort joins this select group with a literate introduction to fly fishing, the most readable and fun introduction I have ever read. Terry has been around this fly fishing business a long time, more than 15 years. Before most households even had VCR machines, he came to me with an idea to produce a fly tying video. He insisted the video be honest and accurate.